You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Your voice.
Your station.
Your open line.
Walk the talk with Clement Mangatela
on 702.
18 minutes after 9 o'clock. I'm going to go to your calls now on 011-883-0702. But I quickly want to play you the ads. Political parties have now finished with their ads. Even the ANC that is broke, like Dakota Lekgwete told us yesterday, that they were going to launch their ad. And I want to know from you, which ad is clear, right? Which one do you find relevant with a compelling message? Look, you may not be a supporter of that political party, and just bear in mind that some of these ads have a visual element, right? So you need to factor that in. But when you're listening to the messaging, which one do you find relevant and you find it's got a compelling message and has a potential to convince you to vote for the organization? Because that's, at the end of the day, what they're intended for, right? So I'm going to start with the ANC ad. They're the majority party. They released it last night. Listen to the messaging. You may not support the ANC, the DL, the EFF, but I want to know from you, and I'll bring in a brand strategist, a communication strategist, to tell me what's really coming out of these ads. And then I'll go to your lines. Shimron, Kustos, Robert, I see your calls. Here's what the ANC put together to convince you to vote for them on the 1st of November.
On the 1st of November, we'll all get to decide who will lead our municipalities. Choose the ANC and let's build better communities together. The ANC is turning a new page in local government. We pledge to ensure safe and reliable electricity. We pledge to enable local investment to create quality jobs. We pledge to provide youth with training and development opportunities. We pledge to tackle corruption in our municipalities. Let us build cities, towns and villages that thrive. Votela iANC ukuze sakhe imiphakathi engcono. Vote ANC.
So that is the African National Congress. Here's what the DA put together.
The Democratic Alliance spends your money on delivering services where we are in charge. Unemployment is the lowest and we do not tolerate corruption. Even the national government admits the best run municipalities are all governed by the DA. But the choice is yours. You can choose collapsing basic services or streets that are maintained and clean. You can choose to live in chaos and fear or the protection of thousands of local law enforcement officers. You can choose blackouts and the devastation of livelihoods. Or you can choose a DA government that is creating jobs and working to become load shedding free. The DA is the only party that brings all South Africans together. And the only party big enough to bring positive change to your municipality. In this election, choose the DA. Because the DA gets things done.
All right, that's the Democratic Alliance. Here's what the EFF put together.
Hela, South Africa. You are running out of time. You can see it everywhere. Young people need jobs. Manje. She needs to own the land her business is on. Why give her grant money only to take it away from her rates and taxes? This stop Manje. He needs the clinic open for 24 hours. Manje. Women need to feel safe and protected. Not tomorrow. Manje. We need accountability. Manje. When you vote EFF, you vote for yourself, your land, your jobs. Manje! Manje! Manje!
On the 1st of November, vote EFF. Vote for you.
So these are the ads that, and I thought we should play the three biggest political parties. This is what they've put together. Is there one that has a compelling message for you? Huh? One that is clear, you know, you find their messaging compelling, and if you've seen the video and the, you know, you're combining the message with the visual element, What do you think? Which one takes the cup for you? And what would you have done differently with some of the ads that you don't think are that good? I wanna hear from you. Give me a call. 011-883-0702. I'll go to your voice notes on 072-702-1702. Jamie Mighty is a communications strategist. Jamie, your thoughts on these three ads?
Well, the three ads, and good morning to the listeners. The three ads are quite interesting in what they chose to focus on and what they chose to omit. So that's the first thing. So if you look at the DA and the ANC advert, they show leadership. You know, John Steenhuisen is in the Democratic Alliance ad, and Cyril Ramaphosa is in the ANC advert. And I think that's an interesting choice because the EFF, by contrast, does not show Julius Malema at all in their advert, and they focus rather on the problems, and they present an emotional ad which shows the people how these problems affect them. The Democratic Alliance then chooses also to focus on how the money is spent. You know, your money is spent like this, and we're going to deal with unemployment, we deal with delivery. Whereas the ANC makes pledges to the public. They say, listen, we pledge to deal with this, we pledge to deal with that, we pledge to deal with this. And I think that kind of an approach also shows that people appreciate where the challenges exist. Because I think if the ANC had come and tried to make a series of statements about things that they will fix necessarily, like what they did with the toasters, which they post on social media, they would have received a bad response. So I think there's a recognition that the brand of Cyril Ramaphosa is very strong, and that there's still a lot of positive sentiment towards Cyril Ramaphosa. So you go with your strongest asset, you go with your strongest brand, and people do believe that he is fighting back against corruption. They do believe that a lot of work is happening, the step aside provisions that they've seen, you know, people who are being asked to step aside as soon as they are charged. And we've seen several people having to do that. So I think that there is a large segment of society that still buys into the Ramaphosa brand and buys into specifically that he's fixing things. So rather than say the ANC, they're saying, Ramaphosa, give us a chance. These are the pledges. And I think that poses a challenge sometimes, because then it becomes too much about the national leadership and not necessarily about the ward candidates who are running specifically.
Quite interesting. Yeah, I mean, even when you go through, you know, a lot of communities, that's the phase of President Cyril Ramaphosa, not necessarily the candidates that the ANC has fielded. I mean, those communities. And then, I mean, I've seen some people say, oh yeah, but you see the DA also choosing to also focus on the failures of other parties. But I thought the balance was good in that they're saying, this is what's been done wrong, and here's how we're going to fix it. So they didn't just focus on, oh, don't vote for these parties because they do this, but they're also saying, here's what we are committing to doing for you, and we've proven it where we govern.
So I think that in the first instance, the premise that you mustn't attack your rivals, to me, seems one that only benefits the person who's the incumbent. Because they're just like, show us what you bring and don't criticize others. But actually, if you look at a lot of marketing that happens now across brands, Apple had an event just on Monday, and they were presenting their laptops, and they were saying, our laptop is better than that laptop by this much. Our laptop is better than this laptop by this much. Our microchip is better than that microchip by 6%, 8%. So the comparison is important, because how are voters actually choosing? They need to compare and to contrast. So I do think that, you know, there are some times when you need to present what your proposition is. There are some times when you need to attack. These things actually do happen in marketing. They do happen on the ground. It's just that there is this almost unwritten expectation that you must just tell us what you're bringing. Don't attack your opponents. Almost as if it's a class and elegance and dignitas thing.
Yeah.
But if you think about it, actually, a lot of times, BMW and Mercedes will take shots at each other in the rival ads. Huawei will take shots at Samsung, and vice versa. So I think it's healthy to see these comparisons. And like you say, there was actually a balance.
The
difficult thing for the EFF is that they have not actually governed a municipality. And what they can then do, I think, is more focus on the problem, because they can't actually say, here in this municipality, this is what we did. Of course, they did do other things, you know, like building RTP houses and that kind of thing, and small pilots. But what you generally observe is that the DA and the ANC can have this compare and contrast. And I think it's fair. I think that voters must consider the pros and the cons when they compare and they contrast.
Yeah. Jamie Mighty, thank you, man. A communication strategist. I want to hear from you now. Which one takes the cup for you? Which one gets it, right? Has a compelling message. A message here says, Clement, the DA advert does it for me. Straight to the point, and point is Ramaphosa's voice sounds so sad in that ANC ad. Then somebody else says, these ads are actually annoying to hear, especially the ANC ad. It's one lie after the other. Here are some of your voice notes.
Morning, Clement. You speak to Vincent Matemani here in Tembisa, Clement. So all these ads for all three parties are all are the same, because these people, they just want us to vote them because they want something to do. So I can't say maybe which one is better or other one is I. All of them are the same, because this time they just come to us, and after that, when we vote, they run away.
La Dumela. Yeah, the ANC and the DA, they use their leaders to make the adverts, but then the one-year EFF, it just sounds like a scene from Sarafina. I don't know. Daniel Mota from Walkerville.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the visual element, like yeah, the fist, you know, in the air, and yeah, but it's the passion, right? You can see there, like, it's that passion of, this is what we want to do, and we want it now. Manje, jobs now, land now. The question is that even feasible to have all of these things done now? I mean, how are you going to just create jobs in Jay? Manje. But hey, you make up your mind about the promises that are being made and do your research, right? Don't take the promises from these politicians and think, what? They're promising jobs now. Let's run. Vote for them. Do your research and find out if that's even possible.